5 yard line, and you know, it's a little bit of a hearsay situation. You gave up a touchdown anyways, but if you get a first down there, you control the clock for the next 2 minutes without a timeout being burnt. So very interesting situation there. He chooses to punt and trusts his defense. The defense collapses. TJ Maxson makes them pay on a misdirection of his own, and he makes a guy miss. And some missed tackling is really the only thing that I can say the Bearcats need to do different. Well, when you get into the individual stats, there are a few things that are kind of eye-popping information, but they got to tackle the ball a little better. They know that these teams are going to try to get you in open space and challenge your tackling one-on-one. In the first quarter, they were very good. Second quarter, got a little sloppy on defense.
When you take a look at the offensive and defensive stats for both teams, the Ubley Bearcats with 152 total yards, Beale City with 178. Ubley's ran 22 plays, Beale City 24. Ubley's rushed the ball 21 times, Beale City 20. And the difference, Beale City has thrown four passes, one completion, and the Bearcats have thrown one pass for one completion. Leading the way on the Ubley rushing attack, that would be Casey Sweeney. 8 carries, 66 yards, and a touchdown on a 36-yard run. Colin Oberski, 5 carries, 55 yards, and 45 of those 55 coming on one run, which resulted in the touchdown, the second touchdown of the day. And then Carson Lasky, 5 carries, 10 yards, and Shane Ostentoski, 3 carries for 8 yards. You look at the scoring plays for both teams here. 45-yard run, 60-yard run, 36-yard run, 25-yard run. Besides those, it's been tough running, tough sledding for both teams.
Yeah, you stole my thunder, especially for the Bearcats here. You take away a 36-yard run by Casey Sweeney and a 45-yard touchdown run by Colin Oberski. This offense is averaging about 2 yards a carry, and that's a full yard to yard and a half shy of what you want to average on offense. So they've got a couple breakdowns where they sold the direction one way, got a nice block, set a running back free. Casey Sweeney's had some good luck running around the edge, but you can bet if you're Beale City, it's maintain the middle, keep your eyes on number two, don't let them beat us to the outside, and then I don't know how Ubley's going to beat them. How they're going to beat them is getting back to blocking them and trapping better in the middle and getting guys like Carson Haleski and Shane Ostentoski the ball and getting that 3 yards and being satisfied with it. They don't seem satisfied with it after they did last week when they were getting 10, 20, 30-yard running plays all the time. Well, not every game are you going to score 50-plus points, especially running the T. So you have to be satisfied with getting 3 yards, and they're not getting there right now, but they haven't panicked yet. They got a great coach in Beale Sweeney, a future Hall of Famer in our opinion. I think they'll make the proper adjustments and keep this game close, knowing that it may come down to if we have the ball last, we may win.
For the Beale City, of course, Casey Sweeney 1 for 1 through the air for 13 yards to Isaac Orzinski. That wraps up the Ubley offense. Beale City's offense, 20 rushes for 174 yards, leading the way. Wade Wilson, number 6, the difference maker in my opinion, with a 60-yard touchdown run. He's averaging 19.6 carries or yards per carry, predominantly on jet sweeps. After the 118 yards from Wade Wilson, we bumped down to TJ Maxson, 5 carries, 39 yards, including a 25-yard score. And after that, Ben Matthews, 5 carries, 9 yards, and Trey Small, 4 carries for 8 yards. Jack Schaefer through the air, 1 of 4, no interceptions for 4 yards, a Logan Schulman reception.
Not much that scares you there on defense or on offense for Beale City. If you're the Ubley defense, you did a pretty good job. You kept the game at level. But they have to stop the jet sweeps. They have to be – I know you don't want to give up runs up the middle, but you cannot allow these guys to free roll around the outside and get to where the numbers are painted on the sideline and turn it upfield with no jerseys anywhere. At some point, those 20- and 10-yard jet sweeps, they got to cut them down to about 4-yard gains. And through the air – Jack Schaefer hasn't showed me anything as a quarterback in his 4 pass attempts that makes me nervous. You're going to see the Bearcats leave their defensive backs in one-on-one situations. I do think, though, Jack Schaefer needs to make a big pass. It doesn't have to be a great one. He's got to get it up in the air. Don't underthrow it. Get it up in the air and allow a guy like Logan Schulman to go get it if their offense is going to break this Bearcat defense up a little bit. But on the other side, stop that jet sweep for the Bearcats.
Beale City has 19 tackles and 1 tackle for a loss. Ubley Bearcats have 20 tackles and 2 tackles for a loss, both with a forced fumble. Ubley Bearcats with a recovered fumble. Beale City did not recover the fumble from Casey Sweeney in the backfield. Leading the way for the Ubley defense with 3 tackles apiece, that'd be 4 different players. Isaac Orzinski, Logan Holbert, Nolan Van Erp, and Kyle Sweeney. Then Nolan Van Erp and Austin Peruski each have a tackle for a loss. On top of that, Levi Peruski with a tip pass and Carson Hileski with a forced fumble. Levi Peruski on the recovered fumble for the Yubley defense. Beale City, 19 tackles, one tackle for a loss, one forced fumble, that's all. And three penalties for 32 total yards. Trey Small with two tackles. Wade Wilson, three. One tackle for Logan Chilman and Talon Neath. Two for Ethan Locke. Three for Seth Schaefer, number 80, that middle linebacker. Easton Younger, two tackles. Cade Block, two tackles on special teams. Justin Graverant with two. And one tackle for Ben Matthews.
Again, a very equal distribution of tackles by both teams because they work both sides of the field. They work the middle. They work the edges. So no surprise that really nobody defensively is dominating. The Yubley Bearcats have done a nice job with Seth Schaefer, that big linebacker. He really hasn't made a huge impact. He did stop the two-point conversion run for the Bearcats. If you're the Bearcats, you have to be happy with the way this game ended. I wonder if they look back on that fourth down and one and wonder if we'd have got that, would that have given the Aggies enough time to get that second touchdown of the game? But that's done and over with. Now looking at this half, they got to come out for the Bearcats to get a defensive stop. You do not want to then allow the Aggies to get the first touchdown of this half and carry momentum through the third quarter. If they can come up with a stop, I really like our Bearcats odds here. Because don't keep in mind, they benefited from a turnover, and they benefited from a penalty on a two-point conversion. Okay, so that gave them an extra possession. That's one less for the Aggies, and that obviously stopped that two-point conversion single-handedly for the Aggies. That's an extra 2 points for the Bearcats, essentially. So we're back to level. Both special teams are coming on the field. Been a great first half. As even as you're going to find it, we'll see which team can pull away at the end.
Beale City won the toss to begin this game, elected to defer. So Casey Sweeney and the Bearcats will be kicking off right to left across your radio. 14-14, Beale City and Yubley in the Division 8 state semifinals. Going on to play more than likely Reading. Reading is leading at halftime over Fowler, 42-18. Reading up big time over Fowler by 24 points. Casey Sweeney kicking things off, and it's a line drive. Scrib kick down to the 34-yard line, and Beale City jumps on it. Out by Hunter Miles on special teams for the Aggies. First and 10 for Beale City from their own 35-yard line.
Nice quick kick there by the Bearcats, not allowing any return at all. The Aggies simply just jump on it, cover it up, no return at all. So not the greatest field position for the Aggies. They'll start at their own 35-yard line. Bearcat defense now looking for an answer here to start the second half.
11:59, technically on the clock. Tied ball game. Chilman wide to the right, double wing back set. Trey Small is your tailback. Under center, Jack Schaefer. Man in motion, TJ Maxson, handoff right at the middle to Trey Small, and the Bearcats rip him down in the backfield for a loss of about a yard. Tackle made for loss, Isaac Warzynski. Defensive end for the Bearcats, and second down 11 for Beale City.
Well, that play started with Austin Peruski single-handedly stopping the forward momentum of Ben Matthews, and whether he made the tackle or not, he simply stopped the play, and that allowed guys like Isaac Warzynski to come up and get a free shot on Ben Matthews and absolutely blow that play up right there at the line of scrimmage. They might even give him a loss of one on the play. Second down 11.
11 and a half left in the third. Same formation. Chilman wide to the right, working off the right hash, left to right across your radio. Jet sweep to the far side to TJ Maxson. He has positive yards, maybe about five of them. Out to the 38-yard line. Tackle made by Ethan Peruski for the Bearcats. Third down and 7 for Beale City on their first drive of the second half.
Those are the guys that we're going to keep an eye on the second half. It's those ends for the Yubley Bearcats. Whoever's playing defensive back, guarding Logan Chilman out there at wide receiver. Those guys are the one that's got to set the edge. The first half, the Aggies got away with it. They were the ones setting the edge, allowing that jet sweep to get to the sideline. On that specific play, Ethan Peruski specifically stopped that edge play, forced him to cut it up the middle where the rest of his defense was, and only allowed a couple yards on that jet sweep.
Man in motion and back to pass. Schaefer's now in trouble. He's going to run it. He breaks through the first tackle, has the first down, and runs out of bounds at the 49-yard line. Ripped out of bounds by Nolan Van Erp for the Bearcats, enough to move the chains by about 4 yards. From the 38 to the 49, an 11-yard pickup for the quarterback keeper on the broken play, first and 10.
And that's what a great athlete can do. He makes the right read. They had great coverage on Logan Chilman over here on our side of the field. And when Schaefer didn't see what he liked, he saw an opening on the left. He took it, and another missed tackle out in open space. Ethan Peruski just missed him, and Schaefer's able to dodge that tackle and then angle his way to the sideline and get enough for